this is for those that can't make it, for the, our housebound people, or for people over at the home, or for anyone else that is away and wants to join in our worship here, we can publicise it. In future weeks, we'll publicise it so people can watch it live and join us. So even if you're on holiday, it looks like there's quite a few on holiday today because we're a few empty seats. But if they have this, they'll be able to watch it this morning. Going to be doing. So don't worry about it. Tonight, but if you've got the ability to do Compline, that will be tonight at 7 o'clock. And then next week, it's all a big celebration next week. It's our patronal festival. And so on the morning, it will be a normal service. But in the afternoon, we're having our songs of praise, our favourite hymns, whatever you want to call it. And today is the last opportunity to write down if you've got a favourite hymn. Brian is compiling them all and giving them points as to their however many people like them. So we'll do a chart rundown on the day itself, and that will be at 5 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. There will be a cake as well. It'll be a really good afternoon, evening. So that's next week. And then the week after, of course, is our... No, it's the spring fair next week as well, isn't it? Yes, sorry. On the Saturday is our spring fair. Never mind the week after. On Saturday is our spring fair. That's at 10 o'clock in the morning. And you're very welcome to come. And it's a great fundraising event, but it's more than that. It's a really good event for coming together and enjoying the day together. So that's next Saturday as well. So all going to be a big celebration next week. The week after is Sea Sunday, we'll be remembering. And so I'm going to say a little bit about that during my sermon this morning, but we'll be remembering those whose jobs it is to go out into the sea. And I think that's probably all that I need to say. Do I need to say anything else? That's long enough for me. I'm going to hand over to Anne.
To whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. Please stand to join us in the singing the Gloria.
Thank you.
God, our Saviour, look on this wounded world in pity and in power. Hold us fast to your promises of peace, won for us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please sit for our reading. A reading from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. What then are we to say? Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do we not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again, and death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all, but the life he lives to God. So you almost also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher, and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetop. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground unperceived by your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set man against his father, and daughter against his mother, and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son, daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life and those who lose their for my sake, will find it. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I speak in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Whew. So what? I'm going to be speaking on the Epistle to the Romans this morning. I decided that if you want to find out more about the Matthew Gospel, then take it home with you and have a look at it then. It's a very complicated script. What a disastrous week it's been. Not personally, I had a lovely week in Wales, but it's been a disaster on our televisions. I don't know if you've watched the unfolding disaster on our television where we've all been, or at least the newspaper reporters, have been on tenterhooks waiting to find out what's happened to this submersible that's gone, that went into the water to find the Titanic wreck and have a trip there. And we were all left on tenterhooks, weren't we, for most of the week. But it turns out that it was probably sometime after they'd set off that the disaster happened. Those people in the submersible were killed. They perished at sea. And like I said at the beginning, we're having Sea Sunday in a couple of weeks, where we acknowledge those whose lives have been lost at sea, and also those whose work takes them to sea. But it wasn't just, as we know here, it wasn't just the submersible drama that was bad news regarding the sea. There was, just not too far away from us, another teenager was killed in a beach, on a beach, being dragged out to sea in South Wales. Wasn't it just a few weeks ago when those teenagers were killed, I think on the south of England somewhere, as they were jumping off a pier? Or whatever was happening there. I don't think we quite got to the answer to that. O God, whose beauty is beyond our imagining, and whose power we cannot comprehend, show us your glory as far as we can grasp it, and shield us from knowing more than we can bear, until we may look upon you without fear. Through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. And together we pray, Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Holy Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Thank you. went wrong. It's good to test it.